From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, a star Dan River football player has signed his college letter of intent. Linebacker Ja'Cari Thomas is taking his talents right down the road to Greensboro and will play for North Carolina A&T. Thomas recorded 116 tackles and 7.5 sacks during his senior season for the Wildcats. Hargrave Military Academy post-grad basketball coach Thomas Messinger has been named the National Post-Grad Coach of the Year by Next Up Recruits. Hargrave's Jaden Daughtry was named a first-team All-American by Next Up Recruits. Daughtry has committed to play his college ball at Indiana State. Kalen Nichols was named a second-team All-American. De'Avion Famakinde was named third-team All-American. And DeShane Montgomery was named honorable mention All-American. March Madness returns tonight with the Sweet 16. The first game will tip off at 6:30 as 7-seed Michigan State will take on 3-seed Kansas State. Then at 7:15, 8-seed Arkansas will take on 4-seed UConn in the West region. Then in the late night games at 9, 9-seed FAU will take on 4-seed Tennessee. And then at 9:45, 3-seed Gonzaga will take on 2-seed UCLA. NASCAR returns to Austin this weekend for the first road course race of the season in the Circuit of the Americas. Joey Logano gave his thoughts on the choose rule being implemented at the road courses.
Spotters not being able to see it. I rely on spotters a lot to help the drivers choose what lane to be, and they can help count the car. You can't see much around these cars, so being able to count which car goes where for the driver, that's really hard to do. And as big as the tracks are on the road courses and where they have to put the choose, it's not going to be at the start-finish line. It has to be further around the racetrack to limit caution laps for the fans and for all of us. That's going to be probably the biggest challenge for all of us to overcome.
The race gets underway on Sunday at 3:30. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.